Masech Tahorios. Masech Tahorios. We're learning today Daf Yud Amud Beis. Yud Amud Beis. Dorash Rabba. Dorash Rabba is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15 lines from the bottom. 15. Connected to 15 Sham Alis. Sham Alis. You ready? Say Tehillim. We get to the Shia. Okay, you ready? Daf Yud Amud Beis. Masech Tahorios.
Dorash Rabba.
He told me. Morat. The word nifsha means to rebel.
Yeah.
Mikiryas to be posha, right? Posha. In this context, this form of word to rebel. Mikiryas from a mighty city. What's a mighty city? We'll see. Umidinim. Kiboriach, and he created by the brother rebelling against the mighty city, he created quarrels. The machloikis because of the rebellion was so intense, it created a situation where there is no reconciliation. Just like you have a bar, Kiboriach, I'm in a palace, and you want to prevent people from penetrating the palace, so you put in bars, you have very strong locks, very strong locks preventing people from landing.
So too over here.
So what is this referring to? So the Gemara makes a drosha. Och nifsha mikir yasov zel loit. Who is the brother who rebelled against the mighty city? Loit. Loit rebelled against who? Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is called. He's called the mighty city. Sheperash me Avram me Avraham. He rebelled against Avraham. He said, "Vayar Loit is called Kiker Hayad Kikula Mashke." Loit lifted his eyes and saw Hayad is Mashke, and he says, "Avram, I'm going to leave. I'm leaving you. I'm going over here. I'm going over to this location in order to go and become a rich man." And because he did that, what happened to Loit? Loit became influenced by the people of Sidon. Hashem, what are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Right, they're giving the shear.
What are you doing over here?
They're giving the shear. Well, I want to get a shear.
You get comfortable. When you learn Torah, you have to learn about Amelus. You have to be Moise Nefesh. You don't go learn on a recliner.
It's not. This is
look how he sits here. Look how he sits. Like a man. Me, me. He's an Oive.
Yeah,
when
he says me.
So Lloyd, Mikiria says Lloyd, Shapir Shmav, Umidinim, and he created quarrels. Like the bar of a palace. What does that mean? Shehitil, he cast. He established midinim quarrels between Yisrael laAmoin and Amoin. Shenema lo yavoi Amoni umoavi bekal Hashem. Now this means as follows: Loit, he separated. Loit had a tithe from Mamre, so he separated from Avram. He went down to Sodom. What happened? He got influenced by the people of Sodom and became a sinner. So what happened? Hashem came to destroy. Hashem destroyed Sodom. In the zuchus of Avram Avinu, Loit was spared. What did he do? He left with his two daughters. And they were nichshol in Arayos, and from them came two nations, Amon and Moav. Amon and Moav had bad midos. They did not greet Klal Yisrael.
Only the men,
and therefore they were denied entry into Klal Yisrael. The Loyavi Amoni Umoav Bekal Hashem. So therefore, because Loit, who was called Loit, was a brother. Loit was considered Avraham's brother because he was his nephew. His brother died. Haran died. And therefore, Avram took care of his nephew. So therefore, they were called Kianoshim Achim and Achlu, were like brothers. Were brothers.
They looked alike.
And they called these sort of the brothers. Also, a nephew is called a brother to some degree. And Mela, and therefore, they were brothers. But Loit decided he does not want to have any chelik in Avram. He left Avram Avinu. And because of that, it started a series of events. Its sequence of events began, which led to the ultimate, that Lot's descendants have no chelik in Klal Yisrael. Not only do they have no chelik in Klal Yisrael, they're not even allowed to have the chelik in Klal Yisrael. Lo yovei amoni umoyavi pekahal Hashem. Ad kedei kach.
They do, the females.
The females, but not the males. The males.
But they still have a shaykhus.
Okay, you're saying very good. Mashiach came from Lot. You're right. Yeah. But still, when we focus on the men, because of what Lot has done, his rebellion, there's a division in Klal Yisrael that the men can never come into the whole world. They can come. They can be Megayer. But Amoyim Umoyav, zero. The men cannot be Megayer. And that's the Midinim, the quarrels, the Yisrael Amon. And that's like a bar, like the door of a palace, which has multiple layers of security. Very, very intense bars that lock the door shut. There's no entry allowed for this nation into Klal Yisrael.
Why does he pick only Amon? What about Moav?
Oh, very good question. But then he goes to Pasuk. The Pasuk says Amon Umov. So he's saying Taka very good. I mean, Rus, very good. Because Taka Rus came in, but also Amon also did come in. Because Amon married Shloimei. Shloimei married Anamo, what was her name? Someone from Amon.
He married a lot.
He had Rechavam. Rechavam, his son. The main son of the main descendant of Shlomo is from Amon. It's amazing. The main descendant of Shlomo Melech came from a woman who came from the nation of Amon, and they had the child Rechavam, and all the kings, David HaMelech, comes from Rechavam. So therefore, they both indeed came in the same way Rus came into Klal Yisrael. Amon also came into Klal Yisrael through women, not through men. Right. The Dor HaShoev, Avitim, Rabbi Yitzhak, L'Taveh, Yivakesh, same idea.
This still doesn't answer why only men. Yeah, okay.
The men are removed. What is it? I don't know. You asked me a very question. I don't know the answer.
Next
one of the words is the Nifra, the one who separated, he sought. Lloyd had a taiva, had a desire to seek out wealth, to seek out material gain, and therefore Bechol Toshia, in all of the Torah, the word Toshia is a code word for the Torah HaKadosha. Because Toshia means weakness, and Torah is Matish Koichoi Shel Adam. Torah weakens a person. It's so intense. It's so intense because weak. So therefore, Bechol Toshia Yiskala, and Kala Torah Kula, his disgrace is revealed. It's a terrible thing. What did he do? He was nichshol with his two daughters. Can't get worse than that. And the male of that, the word dash, latava yivakesh nifrad, fataiva, and nifrad loit separated, zeloit, shenifrad me Avraham, he separated from Avraham Avinu. And because of what he did, that started a sequence of events which led to a terrible Avera, and the Avera over here is publicized. The whole Toshe Yiskala, Sheniskala, Kolayna, his shame is revealed, the Bote Kinesios, Bote Midrashais, in the Besach Neses. They lay on Shabbos, Lo Yavoi, Amoni, Umoyavi, and they lay the parish of Lech Lecha, they lay the story of light. They lay the Maishahai, what happened, Mela, it's revealed. Tell them, the Mishnah, Amoni, Lovi, Brasun, Yisraelam. They may not come into Klal Yisrael forever. Next, Shtel Gemara, Yamaula, Tamar Zinsa, Vizimre Zinsa. There are two people in Tanakh that were Mezane. Tamar, she's Mezane with Yehuda, and Zimri was Mezane. Was Mezane with
Chazbi
Basur. And yet, what happened to what Tamar? From Tamar came Peretz, and Zerach. From there came kings from Klal Yisrael, and from Zimri was killed. So Tamar Zinsa Yotsu Mimena Melachim Unaviim Zimri Zina Benafu Naflu Kamar Ravas Mishram. And when Zimri, when he did that, there were 24,000 people. That's the fact that got killed because the son of Agafa, because of what he did. So what's the fact that the Shabbat here is to more now explain what's the fact that the chiluk is? They did l'shem Shemayim, or they do it Shaloi l'shem Shemayim. Tamar, when she was with Yehuda, it was l'shem Shemayim. Whereas Zimri was Mizana with Cosby, Shaloi l'shem Shemayim. The male, that's why 24,000 people ended up dying. But Tamar, who did the Avera l'shem Shemayim, that's why from her came Neviim, and what does it say? Neviim, Malachim, and Neviim. I'm going to knock my head. We're now elaborating upon
this. By the way, where do you see Neviim? We only see Malachim. Where do you see Neviim?
Who are Neviim? So I don't know. Let's see Rashi. Rashi was in the Neviim word. I don't learn this too well. Rashi says, let's see. What is Rashi? Is there Rashi on this? Zomar.
I guess they were Neviim from Malchus Beis David. They were Neviim.
Malchus, I guess, or David. Well, it has to be. David was a Navi. David was a Navi. It's a Klar. David and Shlomo, they were Navim. They were definitely in the status of Navim. There's no question about it. It's correct. Right, next Shukra Gemara.
No, I'm sorry. Forgive me. David and Shlomo.
What?
It says clearly David wasn't from the Memchas Navi. He was not a Navi.
He was not a
Navi. David was a Baruch HaKodesh.
Was David a Navi?
No, it's he was the greatest, just like Moshe was the biggest Navi, he was the biggest Baruch HaKodesh.
Yeah,
he himself wasn't a Navi.
It's not so close. What it means though is that when it says they were Memchas Nevim, it just means Memchas L'Doyros. It does not necessarily mean they were not Nevim.
Okay, that could be.
I don't know. You may
okay, maybe. Okay.
Vaita. Omar, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, G'doy L'Aveir L'Shem. Now the more elaborate upon the skill between Tamar and Zimri with the principle of Aveir L'Shema. Omar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, G'doy L'Aveir L'Shema, Mi Mitzvah. Shaloi l'shma, better do an aver l'shma, better do an aver l'shma, do a mitzvah shaloi l'shma. Shnema tivarach l'dor mitzvah Yoel. Yoel was mezane with Sisra. She was mezane with Sisra in order to weaken him. She get weak so she can kill him. She did this aver l'shma.
Shem
Shemaim, and that's why she.
Yeah, it was a tzedekah, something.
Yes, but she invited Sisra into her home. The general of Melech Kenan, Yovin Melech. Yavin, he was the general.
Chaver? No.
No, he was the general. Wherever the mice was. So Sisra was the general. So she invited him into her tent, and she was mezana with him in order to make him weak. And then she took the peg of the tent and thrust it into his head to kill him. And then she took his head and she gave his head to the people. Look who I got here. And they all ran away, realizing that their
like
general...
Yehudis.
Similar. He was much better for it. So the more dash, Tavarach Minoshim, may she be blessed. Minoshim, from all women, Yoel, Eishes Chever, the wife of Chever Hakeni. Minoshim, she is included with Be'oihel, the women of the tent. Who are the women of the tent? Okay, the women of the tent. Tavarach Mesh, the Noshim Be'oil, Tavarach Mesh, she be blessed. Man, Ninu, Noshim Be'oil, who are these women? Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Vileya. Because by each one of them, it says a tent. It says, Vayita es Aholoi, Aholoksiv. It says in the Pasuk, Ahol, we pronounce it. It says by all the Noshim, it says,
that he moved her tent before him.
Light, and listen, it says by all of, it says the word Oihel, by all of the Imois. It says,
so when Yitzchak married,
he took her into his tent, into his mother's tent.
Right,
it says
mother's tent,
and it says by Yitzchak, and then it says Rachel and Leah. It says tent, that they
when Bob will start searching for the prophet,
it says there was tents. So therefore, Sarah Rachel Leah in Vefilif, we don't know. I was thinking that with Sarah Rachel Rachel, they only did mitzvahs, they didn't have averas. They did not even do an avera shaloi l'shma. Yael did an avera l'shma, and the pause here equates Yael to Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Vileya, to teach us, Gedoyla Avera, and Avera Lishma is equal to a mitzvah, Lishma. So, the Amar, the Yudam, the Rav, Loyalim Yasko, the fact that Gemara is really, Loyalim means this is the way it has to be. Ya'asik Adam b'toyer uva mitzvahs afilu shloilishma. Shloilishma b'olishma. The Ram is medayik. So it's what's the kasha? So how he goes over here? It's a kasha. Why is it a kasha? Because over here it says that it's not the same. It says over here b'feirush that shloilishma is not the same. Shemitoch shloilishma b'olishma. So how can you say that they're equal when you see here in this chazal that it's not equal? And the Morris, you're right. The Gemara says, "Eimo ki mitzvah shaloi l'shma." It means that a person is oisek in an avera l'shma. It's equal to a mitzvah shaloi l'shma, but an avera l'shma does not equal a mitzvah l'shma. Okay, so there are three madrigas. There's an avera l'shma, a mitzvah shaloi l'shma. And then there's a mitzvah l'shma.
How does this answer?
The answer is because you have to change the gersa. When a person does an avera
l'shma, it's like a mitzvah l'shma.
It's equal to a mitzvah shaloi l'shma.
Okay.
But that's not the ideal. The ideal is, and a mitzvah, shaloi l'shma, shaloi l'shma leads into a mitzvah l'shma. So we don't pass like this, because
it's
we,
very,
we
it's very,
no one no one is on a mazeka to say for sure that he's doing the avera, l'shma. Who can say such a thing b'zman hazeh that the avera that they're doing the l'shma? Wow. B'zman hazeh we're not a mazeka. Halacha l'maisa, a person under no condition is allowed to b'zman hazeh. An avera l'shma does not apply to us as manazeh. It applies time chazal, and we'll leave it with that for now. This is a very good topic. We have to go weiter. That's dafyomi. It's a topic. We have to go weiter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we changed the gash on avera l'shma.
Right. Yeah. Doing an avera shaloi l'shma, an avera l'shma is equal to a mitzvah shaloi l'shma. Next Gemara.
That means it's greater.
Equal. Same. It's equal.
So we take away the gas of Gedoyla.
We originally said that doing an Avera L'shma
is equal.
Not greater. It's equal.
No, before.
It's equal to a mitzvah. What did we say originally? Look at Amram Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Gedoyla Avera L'shma. It's Gedoyla, you're right. Gedoyla Avera L'shma.
So you said that's not the case. We find that Avera L'shma is great.
Kimitzvah, right. It's not Gedoyla. I made a mistake. Right?
Okay.
Nachman, the words more. That was just a little line. I'm Nachman. Gedoyla Avera L'shma, mi mitzvah shaloi l'shma. And for the Gemara, no. Ema kimitzvah shaloi l'shma. It's not great. It's not greater.
It's equivalent.
Take out the word Gedoyla.
Yeah.
Take out the word Gedoyla. Okay, very good. Next Gemara. When Sisra entered the tent of Yoel, Ishas Hever Hakeni, he was bought on Yoel 7 times. How do we know that? Shnemar, it says, Bein Raglech, between her legs, Kora, there are 7 expressions of bending down. Each expression is a metaphor for a Be'ila. Kora, Nafal, Shochav. It says those words 7 times. It repeats some of the words 7 times. Some of the words for a grand total of 7 to teach us a sight that he was bought upon her 7 times. And in fact, the Gemara, how could she do this? The Gemara says, Nikash, there are different types of averos shaloi l'shma. A person can do an averos shaloi l'shma, and he can be 100% certain that he's not deriving benefit. But when it comes to arayos, how can even the greatest tzaddik say about themselves that the avera that I'm doing l'shma, I'm doing an avera, and I'm doing the avera l'shma? How can you say that when with regard to arayos? The avera of an arayos be'etzem is pleasure. So how can a person say that I'm doing it l'shma?
Yeah, yeah.
No one's an aid to say about themselves. If you do something which has no benefit for you, you know, you're talking about sherets. Don't eat shirasa. I'm going to eat the sherets l'shma. Maybe you can argue you're doing the l'shma because it's disgusting. So it's disgusting, and you're telling me you're doing the l'shma. Maybe there's such an argument you can say such a thing.
So when else the Gemara says panina, there's a Gemara somewhere else. Panina meant a very l'shma in order for her to daven for children.
Hashem.
I mean, she had no benefit, just the opposite.
No benefit, exactly. So maybe
that's a good example.
Maybe then you can argue that it was no benefit. But when it comes to be'ila, there's hana. No, it's not true. An incredible chiddush. Even a navera, the shvitz like arayos, the ila, where there is by definition pleasure. Even there, a person, a tzaddik, can be made about himself that he derived no pleasure, because when the hana is being given to me by a shegetz, by a goy, It's considered to be afilu toivasam shel rishayim ra'ahi etzel tzadikim. This is a sight. Gemara is saying that Yoel Eish Eschever Akeni can testify about herself that she had no pleasure from Sisra, because Sisra is a rasha. A yisayit toivasam shel rishayim, the good that a rasha wants to give you, the benefit that a rasha wants to give a tzaddik, is considered a pure evil, eitzel tzaddik. Next Gemara, Amram Yochanan.
The Maisa, the person derives.
No, that's exactly what the Gemara is saying, that since Sisra was a rasha, Yoel derived no pleasure. It's a chiddush. That's what the Gemara says. Echein Echanami. That's what it says. Ta'afilu toivasam shel rishahim ra'ahi eitzel tzadikim. She got no pleasure whatsoever. Next Gemara, Omar, Yehuda, Omar, Rav, we'll ask them to have a mitzvah, ta'afilu shel rishahim, shem tech shel rishahim,
ba'al rishahim,
shem tech men beis karbonan, shehikriv, bol karasha, zocha, v'yasa, 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 he was from Moyav, and he was the what's the word, progenitor? What's the word?
That's the word.
The progenitor of Rus Hamoviah. How was it him? How is that he became the grandfather of Rus Hamoviah? The answer is because he was makir 42 korbanos to Hashem, in order that Hashem should allow him to be makalel, that Bilam should succeed in what he wanted to do. So even though that was shaloy lishma. He brought 42 korbanos to Hashem, shaloy lishma, in order to do an avera.
Yeah.
But shemitach shaloy lishma, bal lishma. The bottom line is he did offer to Hashem 42 korbanos. That's a merit. That's a zechus.
That was an avera.
It was an avera. It was a mitzvah. He brought a carbon to Hashem. You can't say it's an aveira. It was a mitzvah. He brought a carbon to Hashem.
He brought it in order to succeed his plan.
He did a mitzvah shaloy lishma in the ultimate form. He did a mitzvah. He brought a carbon to Hashem, a sacrifice to Hashem, in order to do an aveira.
Interesting.
Shaloy lishma. And yet, what came out of that? It was because of those 42 korbanos he was zeicher to have Rus Hamaviah, Shaviva, unbelievable Gemara, Shaviva, Balashma, Shavishar, Memes, Korbanos, Shaker, Balak, Balak, Rasha, Zacha, Vyatza, Men, Rus, Domer, Yeshua, Bechaninim, Rus, Bas, Benoy, Shal, Egloin, Ben, Benoy, Shal, Balak, Melech, Mayaf. Okay, so she was the Ben Bas, Benoy, Egloin, who was in turn the Ben Benoy, Shal, Balak, Melech, Mayaf. It was how many generations? Six generations, and therefore that's why it was the schus of the 42 korbanos. Omar b'chila Rabbi Melachon Avinan she'negash parum b'makeach afilu sochar sicha noher. Hashem does not deny a person the reward, even just polite speech. Every single thing that you do in this world, ayin roya ve'oizen shamas, is recorded, and Hashem in the right time will reward that person or his descendants, however HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees fit. But every good deed goes rewarded. Even a sicha noya, polite speech. What's the raya mehacha? The ilu b'chira. Why? The ilu b'chira, the kari moyav. There were two daughters.
Right.
The older and the younger. The older, they both had children. The older called her child moav, which means mayav. This child has been conceived from...
She was explicit.
From my father, explicit. That is grob. That's not the way you talk. That's not. Therefore, what happened? Moshe, you coming to Moyav. Al totsar es Moyav. Do not totsar. Do not lay siege. Okay, Moav, al tiska ba mukhama. And do not go to war. The Gemara makes dig now.
What's the difference between Tatsar and Tiska?
Siege, to lay siege. To lay siege means to surround the city. It's also part, maybe they'll surrender. Before you go to war, if you're very powerful, you go and you lay siege to a city. Yerushalayim was under siege for 3 years, 2.5 years, until they conquered, they broke through the walls.
Yeah.
So that's the Derech of Muhammad. First, before you actually go to war and you kill people, you first go and you shut them down. You lay siege to their city. Al-Tatsar Esmaiv, Al-Tiskaba Muhammad, the one makes a dig now. Muhammad, when it comes to war, do not wage war against them. Muhammad, who do loyhat su'ure tsa'arinhu, you're allowed to cause them pain. The one makes a diak. Diak is from the word Muhammad, that only Muhammad, but if you want to harass them. How do you harass them? I don't know. But you do different things to them that will cause them pain that's permitted. Why? Because Hashem is not very fond of the nation of Moab, being that they lack. Built into their name was a lack of edelkeit. The divor, the expression that was used by the older daughter, was from my father. Therefore, Hashem, midah keneged midah, you have no edelkeit, so therefore I'm going to allow Klal Yisrael to harass you, to make trouble for you. They're not going to go to war against you. They're not going
Why can we wage war against them?
Why does the Pasuk tell us about the Tzal Muhammad? Because they're our brother. Because they're our brother. Because Lot is our brother. That's one.
Yeah, that's what it is.
They're our brothers. Lot, Avram Vinu, it's also in the schools of Haran. Haran, who was the first person to die? Al Kiddush Hashem. It's unbelievable you say it. People don't, it's not my
Haran.
Haran. He died al Kiddush Hashem. He went to the furnace. Now you'll tell me, oh, but he didn't go l'shem Shem, he didn't go l'shem Shem. Haran was, Nimrod said to Avram, either.
What? He did
so Haran said, oh, look, if Avram was spared, Avram came out scot-free. So he also jumped into the fire. So what happened to him? He wasn't so lucky. He was burned to a crisp. Haran saw Avram Avinu. He said, what are you going to do?
Understand.
What are you going to do? Yes, yeah, so I'll see if Avram Avinu, if he survives, I'll also survive.
Correct.
Avram Avinu survived. Okay, I'm also going to survive. They threw him into the fire, he didn't survive. So you'll say, what was L'shem Shemaim? Because you know, the miracle happened. The bottom line is, when there's a fire, and you jump into the fire, there are no atheists in the foxhole. There are no atheists in the foxhole. The bottom line over here is, he jumped into the fire. That is the bottom line. Jumping into the fire is a reality that he gave up his life on Kiddush Shem Shemaim. Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
That Haran, he gave up his life on Shem Shemaim.
But he didn't think he would get burned.
It doesn't matter. There are no atheists in the foxhole. If even though it's not true, if Abraham survived,
he still jumped into the fire.
Would I jump in? No, I wouldn't jump in. I would see the biggest miracles. I'd be a coward. I have no doubt about it. If I saw the greatest miracles, okay, now you go. You go jump into the fire.
Yeah.
You really gonna jump in so quickly? The fact that he jumped in showed the pintaliyid.
Most of that Muna that he's gonna just like a Roman.
There's something epis is something there. There's something over there, and that's what comes Mashiach. Came Mashiach from him. Haran had Lot.
Oh yeah.
Lot his seed produced Mashiach.
That's what it says in this
one. Yeah. That's why you're not allowed to go to war. But however, but because there's a lack of Edelkeit, she called him in Moyam Mili. You're allowed to go to war. You're allowed to do anything. The younger child, the Karya Ben Ami, he was called Ben Ami. That's more Edel. He is a child of my nation. She did not explicitly say that she conceived this child from her father. It was more indirect. Amalei Hashem says to Moshe, Al Titzureim. Does not say Al Totsar. It does not just say do not lay siege. It says Titzureim, which is a different expression, which means do not cause pain. Al Titzureim, B'mchon Kal Fil Tzureim, Lo Yid, not causing pain. Okay, you all know the Maestro of Moshe Feinstein. Everyone knows that Maestro, right?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Right. Amar Luchia Bar Avin Amar Yamashub and Makarcha. The Oilam Yakta Madam Lvar Mitzvah, a person should always be first to the Dvar Mitzvah. It should always be on the first one. Shabbishar Laila Acha Shakadma Bechiva Litziva. Over here was an Aver Lashma. Over here they wanted to have children and they considered in their minds that it's a mitzvah.
Yeah.
It was a mitzvah.
They told the whole was destroyed.
The older one, so the older one went first. And the second one was the second one. So the one that went first. Her descendants entered into Klal Yisrael four generations before the descendant of the second one. Because Rus Hamoviah came into Klal Yisrael before Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech was four generations later.
Okay.
So therefore it turns out that in the schus of being Zoris, one night, look at the reward. Next to Gemara to Rabban Me'am Haaretz. Now I'm sorry to disappoint you. The Agadita is over, and now
for the time being,
we now get back to work. So hang on. Tanu Rabban Me'am Haaretz. It says in the pasuk that this pasuk is written by the carbon of a private person. A private person. What carbon does it bring? What are you doing?
Don't worry, keep on going. I'm with you.
A private person, what carbon does a private person bring? A kivsa or a sira, a female sheep or a female goat. And this pasuk here tells us that's what we're discussing. A person in Navera, and he brings now a kivsa or sira. The word makes a dig now. Me'am. There is an extra mem. The extra mem tells us not every member of Klal Yisrael brings a kivsa or seira. There are exceptions. Who are the exceptions? The melech and the kohen gadol. Me'am Haaretz, prat l'moshiach, the kohen gadol. He brings the par for the same sin. Of course, only when he also added a hoira, and prat l'moshiach, Pramal no Mashiach, and the Gemara repeats the drasha Nachamal, Me'am Haaretz, the same drasha, the same as the Gemara, the style of writing, Me'am Haaretz, Prat Lenasi, a Melech brings what? A Soir. A Yachid brings a Kivsa or Seira, a Kohen Gadol brings a Par, and a Melech brings a Soir, a male goat. Now the Gemara Sakasha, I don't need this pasuk, the mem of the word Me'am Haaretz, to teach me this halacha, because this halacha is explicit. There are psukim, there's a whole section in the part in the Torah that tells us that if the Kohen Gadol does an Avera, he brings a par. If the Melech does an Avera, he brings a Soyer. So what benefit is there in having another drasha of Me'am Haaretz to be Memayet a Kohen Gadol, to be Memayet a Melech, when we will already Memayet them, because the pasuk explicitly says that they do not bring the ordinary Kabbanos. Nasi lidan b'soyer. So the Gemara says not so fast. We need them both. What do we need? You need them both. Shiyachal. If not for this second drasha, I would think as follows: Mashiach. When does the Kohen Gadol bring the par? So we learned this so many times already. There's a very important condition. He must first issue a hoira. He has to come to a halachic conclusion that this chaylev is mutter, and then act upon his decision. So what happens if the Kohen Gadol does not issue a hoira? He's like everyone else. He sits down for dinner, and he is served, instead of shuman, they serve him chaylev. So what would you say? Oh, I don't have the special, the par. I can't bring the par, because I don't have both conditions, the hoira and the shigigas maisa. I only have a shigigas maisa, so I'll be like a private citizen. I will bring a kivsa or seira. That is why we need the mem of Me'am Haaretz to teach an incredible chiddush. No carbon period. It's either all or nothing. The Kohen Gadol only brings a par, period. There's a condition that is necessary for the par. He has to also have a hoira. But let's say there is no hoira. All he has is a shigas maisa. So now we coming on to the Me'am Haaretz. The mem is a miut to teach us that in this instance, the Kohen Gadol brings nothing. He does not get kapara, at least in this fashion. So Shiachal, I would think the Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, when you have the Al Helam Dover, when you have a Al Helam Dover, you have a Hoira, in Shigigas Maisa, and an action, that's when he brings Mevi Par. But what happens if there's no Hoira? All we have is Al Shigigas Maisa, Luchudei. The only thing we have is Shigas Maisa. I would be misled to believe maybe he brings a Kivsa or Usiro, like every other private citizen. That is why Talmud Loimar Me'am Haaretz. The mem is a miut prat l'mashiach, and the zel b'sach is going to be when it comes to nasi. Now that's needs more clarification, which is the topic of the next 10 lines. Me'am Haaretz prat l'nasi, and therefore by the same means we're going to be ma'ida melech. A melech will only bring a soir. A melech will never bring anything other than a certain, no matter what. In fact, the Gemara, what's the hechatimsa for a melech to bring? Anyway, because a melech, as we learned so many times, a melech does not need a hoira. The only one that needs a hoira is the Kohen Gadol. A melech only needs a shigas maisa. So every time a private citizen brings a carbon, a kivso, a seira, the melech in that identical case brings a soyer. There's no in-between. There's no in-between. We don't need to make a drasha. There is no purpose of making a drasha to be a second drasha to be mimayit, a melech from a kifso or a seira. The only possible thing that a melech can bring is a soyer. So hotain, it's all finally when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol has a special condition. But what about tainach mashiach el anasi, but anasi b'shigas ma'isahu demaisi? He brings a soyer when there is a shigas ma'is alone. So the Gemara says, you're right, you got a good kash, we got trouble. We got trouble now. Yisholzev, we're in trouble. And now we have to come to the rescue of Zid. Mishmed Rava. Hach ma'yiskin goyin sh'ochel anayi case. A whole new insight. Sh'ochel k'zayis chelev k'shu hedyet v'nismane v'achkach noydaloi. This goes back to what we discussed 2 days ago. Yeah. He did the Avera when he was a hedyot. an ordinary citizen, and then they appointed him melech, and after he was appointed melech, he now became aware what he has done when he was a hediot. So what would you say? I would argue, I can't bring a sawyer. The only time you bring a sawyer is only when you do the avera when you are a melech. I did not do this avera when I was a melech. I did this avera when I was a hediot. So even though now, currently, I'm a melech, but I have to go back, I have to bring the carbon based upon the time when I did the avera. And at the time I did the avera with the hediot, I'm going to bring now my kivsa or seira. Sal gedaita chamina nese kivsa oisira. That's why kamash melon. That is why we need the mem to teach you that in this instance, where a person does an avera when they're a hediot, and then becomes the melech, and then discovers he did the avera, the idea is now he brings nothing. Nothing. He can't bring the sawyer because he did not do the avera at this moment in time. And don't suggest he should bring a kivsa seira because
of the fact. Just be both the chiggers and the yediyah.
The shasmaisa at the time he was a king. And therefore, but if not for this pasuk, I would think that he does bring the kivsa seira in this particular instance. Kamash mulon, no. Kamash mulon, that's what the mem is teaching us. Uh-huh. Since right now you are a melech, even though technically you should bring a kivsa seira, you're not. That's why we need the mem with regard to the nasi. The Gemara says not so fast. That's all fine and good. We learned this machlekes of 2 days ago. Who takes the idea into account? It's a significant idea. For since now that you right now you find that about you when you're a melech. Oh, I find it now that I'm a melech.
He has to bring a
sawyer. So therefore, I would think since the first time I found out about the aver is now when I'm a melech. So therefore, I have to bring the first opportunity. I have to bring it is now. And that's Kamash one. You don't bring it. You bring the Elder Rabbanon. Here's the Kasha. But according to Rabbanon, the Oslo Bosa Cheta, it makes no difference. You go Bosa the Bosa the Chet, my Ikulimema. In this case, it would not be true.
According to the Rabbanon,
he would take it. He would bring because the Chiv was upon him already when he was a hediot. The moment he's ready for no drasha is going to take you out of that. It's not. That's too extreme to make a drasha meham aretz to be mamayi the melech. He does not bring a kivsa seira when he already was chayiv with the full fledged chiv was upon him when he was a yachid. It's not shaykh that you could make a drasha to take you out of that chiv. That's not reasonable.
Yeah.
So therefore, back with the same question. So what then do we need the mem for? According to the rabbanon that say that it makes no difference if he has the idea right now. So the gemara says you're right. We have to come on to numa halach elo amar av zvid mishmei duravach vayisid goin shaach al anul new case a naya case a lamish case. She'achal chatzi zayis chilek geshu chediot v'nismane v'hishlimoi and he was mashlum the shear. Okay, so he ate a chatzi zayis of chilek when he was a hediot. So what would that be mechayiv him? A kivso or seira. And then he became a melech. And as he became melech, he was mashlum the shear. He now did the remainder. So therefore, what would you say? Do we go bust the soif or we go bust the haschol? Can we mitzvah like a bar mitzvah boy becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of seira? So can we story for what he did before he did not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tzniyos? Is he Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tzniyos?
Like the half. Problem,
yeah,
did you attend
half. Half was before, half is after. So what do we do? Same way he did half of the Avera when he was not a Melech, half of the Avera when he is a Melech. Each one is a different
Chiyuf. You mentioned the Mordechai that says...
The Mordechai, there's a lot more Torah on this.
I'd love to see that Mordechai.
On Monday, I have a lot of Torah on this. A very good service. Mordechai
stuff. So this Monday?
This coming Monday. I wanted to do it today, but we ran out of time today. We only spoke about Noshim. So we're noshim today. Noshim chayiv in tzvias ayin. Rish Hashem on Monday we're gonna do the katan. The valid stuff now. Very good safety. Okay. Has all stuff. But he had the zibdei of melech and melech. He did half the aver when he was a hediot. Half the aver when he was a melech. So maybe we can say we go bust the gemar. We go bust the gemar, and that should be enough to mechayiv him in a soir. That is why the rabbanon need the pasuk me'am aretz. In this instance, he brings nothing. He brings nothing.
Everything has to be done while he's melech.
And only because of this pasuk. If not for this pasuk, he would say that the gemar is what counts. Hakol hoichlim achar hagemar. The one that finishes the mitzvah, he gets credit for the mitzvah. Mamela, so since the end of the chelev was when he was a melech, maybe that should be enough. Kamashma, we don't say this. I made a mistake. We should mitzarif at least to be mechayev him. Not the sawyer, but the lowest common denominator. The lowest common denominator is the kivs or the seira, yeah. Because and because you have at least a whole kazayis.
Yeah.
So, but in this case, kamash, since the shlemus of the aver was done when he was a melech,
right.
The mem is coming to be memayet. There is no chiyuv chata. There is nothing in this case. There's not going to be a kivs or seira either.
Because the entire kazayis has to be done while he was melech.
While he was a head, yeah. One of the nishtah is no good, and we need the mem to teach you this. Because if not for the mem, we would think that he does bring a kifs or seer in this particular case.
Yeah.
Next, Gemara. Becoming a melech, or really being deposed from being a melech, can we combine what happened before and what happened after? Now, that's a very vague statement, and the Gemara now is going to attempt to clarify what exactly the question is. Okay, all it is a nesius, the transfer of state from going from one state of a nasi to either not a nasi or from a hedyot to a nasi, like Shlomo, hedyot melech hedyot, hedyot melech, melech also Yeshua melech, zol bezach. So let's see, you go back and forth. You go back. What's the sugya over here? So Bobi Rabbi Nachman nesius now shetafsek. Here, what exactly are you? What's the shail? Here we go. Keep going. We're going to go through many, many, many rounds. Many, 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 many machzorim of what exactly is the Gemara Shaila. Keep going. Shachal Chatzis is like Chatzik Zayis Chelik Ashuk Hegit. But it's Mane became a Melech. And then it says over here, so we know that. That we already know. We already know the halacha in that case. We already conclude that's a possible. It's men. If a person did half of the Aveira when he was a Hegit, and the other half when he was a Melech, and then he becomes aware of the Aveira. So what was the Mars Maskana? He does not bring a carbon, period. He can't bring the Sawyer because he did not do the entire Aver when he was a Melech. He can't bring a Kivs or a Sira because the Gezeris HaKosef of the word Mem, Nei Amaretz. But now the Gemara, let's say he did the Aver in three parts. Achatz Zayis when he was a Hedyot. He then became a Melech. Achatz Zayis, Achatz Zayis, Chelik Shuv Hedyot. Now he didn't do even a Smane. He didn't do anything. He now became the Melech. The Ovar, and then he was deposed. The Hishlimoi, and then he ate the other Chatzi Zayin.
Interesting.
And by the way, all this has to happen between the Achilles Press. So yeah, this whole transition of power took place within 9 minutes. So he eats.
That's according to some cipher. The 9 minutes.
According to some say 4 minutes. The Machlekes is.
And then you have the 2 minutes of Rabbi Chaim Noah. 2 minutes? 2 minutes.
No one says 2 minutes.
Yeah, Rabbi Chaim Noah. Ramoshi says 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
Ramoshi says 4 minutes.
Okay, I'm sorry, you're right. 2 minutes, fine, 2 minutes.
And the Chassam Soif is 9 minutes.
So the whole thing happens in the span of 2 minutes. 2 minutes. He eats a shtigl, a chatzi zayis of chelev. The clock is ticking.
So what we had before, while he was a hadiyah, that has to be a tach achil?
Yeah, avada. So he ate a chatzi zayis. And within the beginning of eating the chatzi zayis, he was Nisman and Melech. They put on him the Shemla Mishra. He's the Melech. And then they decided, you know what? Arois. There was a board meeting and they decided not to. So therefore he's out. And then after he's out, he's back as a Heyit. He eats the other Chatzi Zayis. So he ate two Chatzi Zayis in the Sechid Achilles Pras. And in the middle of, in the being the two Chatzi Zayis, he was a Melech. That during the time a person's a melech, he's not shaykh to bring a kifs or a seira. A melech brings only a sawyer, or brings nothing.
Right.
Either a sawyer or you bring nothing. So do we say that this time zone, this moment in the middle of the two chatzei zeisim is so significant, it completely prevents us from combining the two chatzei zeisim on the two ends to a sheer kazayis to bring a kifsa or a seira?
It was all done when he was a head yet.
What?
He ate when it was a head.
But there was a hefsik in zman. You cannot combine this twilight zone. It's separated. It slices the two chatzei zeisim where they cannot be mitzvot. Even though in time wise it's the soif de achilas pras, but soif kol soif, there was a tekufa in between the two chatzei zesim, which completely separates one from the other.
So what's the halacha?
Oh, let's see the Gemara. That's more shaila. When it's man of ever v'yashlima v'chasim, the moment of chasim, do we say v'yashlima v'chasim who do I mistarif? In the classic, mashda the hechidam, going to roshul chasim v'chasim 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 v'chasim. In the previous case, Hossam refers to the Moor is being Makatsir in the Lashon. In the previous case, when he had a Chatzi Zayis as a Hedit, and a Chatzi Zayis as a Melech, we cannot combine the two. That was the previous one, because one is two different, each one is different Kufa. A Chatzi Zayis a Hedit.
Therefore, he doesn't bring anything.
For sure. That was the previous one.
In the words, from the Mem, from the extra Mem.
From the Mem. But that's that case worse, because in that case, each chatzis zayis was eaten in a different tekufa, but here it's better because the second chatzis zayis was eaten in the same halachic status as the first chatzis zayis. Hasam in the previous case, who d'loy misarv d'achil d'achil palgik shuheyit u'palgik shuv nasi. Aval hacha, this situation is much better. Why? The edi v'edi kishehu hediyot. They're both in a state of a hediyot. Achle, do we say question mitzoreif? Oydilma loishna? Yes or no? My, what's the halacha? The Gemara says I have an answer. Tiv shayle mehal. Let's bring an answer to this dilemma from the following sugya. Yam ula meyachnocha chelav v'hevashcharin. Okay, new a person is mafresh chelav. He eats a chel, whole kazayis, a ganze kazayis, whole chel echet. And therefore, what is the halacha? Beyond the shadow of a doubt, he has an obligation to bring a korban, and he proceeds. He separates an animal as his korban chatos, chavivish korban, the heimer, and then he goes off the derech. He becomes a nachri. His snakru ma'asav l'Hashem. And the halacha is, Bezid does not accept the korban from a mumar. A person is halacha gzeres hakosav, so Torah, I don't know the makor for you now.
He becomes a mishumad.
So he eats. He's mamish at tzaddik. He's an ilam, and he eats chelav v'shoygeg, and he's mafresh a carbon. And before he gets a chance to bring the carbon, before they bring the carbon on the mizbeach, this fellow, he leaves the fold. Okay, he becomes a mumar, and the halach is a person who is a mumar, his korbanos are not accepted. We accept korbanos from goyim, but we do not accept korbanos from renegade Jews. They are not accepted. Memela, his korban now is rejected.
So renegade means so.
Leaves the fold. So therefore, he over here, Bezin has his animal, and they get word that this fellow who dedicated this animal as a korban chatas for a legitimate sin, for a sin that was chavik hamechatas, and he was a tzaddik at that moment in time, nitra fadaita, he lost his mind, he went up the derech. So therefore, the halach is they're not going to proceed. They will not proceed and bring his carbon. The hamer, and then he wakes up a couple of days later and he says, you know what? He's choizer b'shuva. And he goes to mikvah, and he says chotasi, and he becomes a tzaddik once again. And he goes back to the Beis HaMikdash, and he tells the Kohanim, you have over here in storage, it's in my locker, the animal that I dedicated, it's here it is. It didn't go anywhere. It's ready to go. So they say, wait, we got a problem. Have a chozer boy. So the Gemara says it's halacha. No one argues. Hoyel v'nidcha yidoche. The answer is too little, too late. Since this animal existed at the time when the person became himer daitai, and at that moment in time the animal was disqualified, there is no way you can reinstate it.
So it becomes like puzzle.
Puzzle. It cannot be reinstated. Hoyel v'nidcha yidoche. Once it's pushed away, it's pushed away forever. So the Gemara now wants to make an analogy. That's halacha. That is the halacha beyond shadow of doubt. And the Gemara wants to make an analogy. Just like in this case, he went through a time, this fellow went through a time period in his life, and that time period in his life caused it, hoil v'nitche yidoche, was pushed away, and we can no longer reinstate it. So the Gemara is suggesting, when it comes to a person who is a chatzi zayis chelev, as a hedyot, and then becomes a melech, and then goes back to being a hedyot and eats the other chatzi zayis, since he went through a tekufa in his life where he was a melech, and that tekufa, it's not shaykh in that tekufa for him to bring a kivsa or se'ira, because he's now a melech, and a melech only brings a soyer, and even if you eat a chatzis zayis now, you would not be able to combine the two together. So what happens when the melech enters into that state of being, the person enters into that state of being a melech? The first chatzis zayis that he ate is pushed away. It's pushed away. And once it's been pushed away, it can never be reinstated to be mitztoref with a new chatzis zayis that he will eat when he becomes a hedid once again.
So it sort of becomes like a new person.
Exactly.
Once he goes
to a new phase
of his
life.
Rank. It's like as if
it's nothing. It's whatever happened in the past never happened. It's pushed away. He ate a chatzis zayis. So it's pending. That chatzis zayis is eagerly waiting to be mitztoref with another chatzis zayis to bring a kivso or seira. But what happens? He's now a melech. So when he's a melech, that tekufa forced us to take the chatzis zayis that he ate as a hedyot to be pushed away.
And I just thought, this is three things, moichel kolam noisa, oil l'gdula.
Oil l'gdula.
So whatever he...
No, that doesn't... only on averos, which tshuva works for. But if you have a chiv being a carbon, a person's oil l'gdula, let's say a person's an avera, let's say oil l'gdula, a person does an avera. Yeah, he needs a carbon. A carbon. If it's tamazoy, you need to do tshuva for a chase, for lashon hara, whatever it is.
Or things that has to do with
talking during davening. But if you have a chidim, a carbon, that doesn't go away. So the it's a very nice raya. You happy with the raya? Satisfied? But Mor is not happy with the raya. How can you compare the case of achilas of a hemer daitai to the case where...
It's interesting, the Gemara is very makatzer. You have to fill in the blanks.
Correct. Hochi hashta. How can you compare these two situations? Mumor lav bar asuye carbon hu, period. Hi, bar asuye carbon hu. How can you compare the case of the person who's a mumor? He's out of the fold. He's not in the parsha of bringing a carbon at all. Therefore, his chiv of the whatever chiv he had to bring that was pending to bring for achilas chelef is gone forever because he's not a person that's even shaykh to bring a carbon. A melech is shaykh to bring a carbon. A different carbon. So being that he's still in the parish, in the ballpark of bringing carbonos, it's only a question which carbon, so we can argue that his state is not so severe. His new exalted status of being a melech is not so significant that it should push away whatever he had before him. That's the Gemara's answer. If we have no answer, the Gemara does not provide a solution. This question remains hanging in the air. Ad sheyavai Eliyahu. Right. Boy minei Rav Zidner Rav Sheshes. Another shaila. Ochal nu shaila. Now we discuss the case of
take or...
I don't know. Okay. So many questions. Shul Zev, life is full of so many questions.
No, this guy gets
so nervous that I start talking like this. Boy, Rav Sheshes. Naya Shiloh. What about Oshem Toli? What is it? We know that there's no... When it comes to a melech, there's no special... A melech does not bring an Oshem Toli. We learned that. We had a Gzeres HaKosov. That was goes back a couple of daf ago. It's a gezeirah hakasof. A kohen gadol does not bring an oshem tol. An ordinary person, if he has a suffix, I don't know. Is it chelim? Is it not chelim? I don't know. So you bring a special carbon called an oshem tol. Okay, it's an expensive carbon. A kohen gadol gezeirah hakasof. He doesn't have avera. He's not sure. He's not sure. Did I do or did not? I ate chelim. Maybe yeah. Maybe not. I don't know. There is no such thing as a kohen gadol bringing an oshem toli. Gzeres hakosav. What does he bring? Nothing. He brings nothing. Shaila now is, och aboyminei rebizem yavishayish, och al sofik chelev kashu hedyait. He is an ordinary citizen, and he eats sofik chelev. He eats a chatzis zayis. I'm sorry, I'm not a chatzis, I'm sorry, a whole zayis. A complete zayis. Och al sofik chelev kashu hedyait. Vinismane. And now he becomes a kohen gadol. V'noydel lo yal sfeikon.
You sure he's talking about a kohen gadol?
V'nismane. Oh, I think either or, maybe. Either or. You're right.
Same applies for a melech also.
Same applies. Doesn't apply to a melech. I don't remember anymore. Let's see. You're right. I don't remember. Let's see. 1 second. Chelav, Lufisho, Vinisman, Melech. You're right. Ding, 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 ding. You see, he's right.
By the way, Rabbi Kiva, it's quite good that Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Kiva.
I remember. You have a good memory. I remember all these things.
Certain things I remember.
Information overload. So, someone told me today there's no such thing as a slow learner. Is a fast forgetter. Like that?
Yep.
Right. Okay, Boy Mine, Rebbe says, like someone went to yeshiva, and the boy, the Rebbe asked the question, someone told me they went to observe a yeshiva. They went to observe a yeshiva to see if they're good malamdim. So the Rebbe asked the question, and the boy gave the wrong answer. So the Rebbe said, that's an excellent answer for a different question. Positive reinforcement, not to say something negative. Okay, Shabbos, 5 o'clock. There's a minion, 6 o'clock on Shabbos. 6 o'clock on Shabbos, and we'll learn 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock.
Mr. Shemaev, tomorrow.
Yes, very quickly, because the Rebbe is giving the shir, so very quickly.
Who's giving your shir
one? The Rebbe is giving a new shir tonight, for the first time, on Chumash. A new shir, brand new shir.
Every week?
Every Thursday night, for an hour. Yeah. Can we come?
What's that?